We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Joining us right now is Mark Reese. And I knew we were going to hit one of these that I couldn't pronounce. And I think Mark, you've given me the one I can't pronounce.
I can't hear him.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, sir.
You've given me the first one of the day that I can't pronounce.
Dr. Steemsma.
I can pronounce his
Reese.
Name.
Reese.
No, I got your name. What I can't pronounce
is what you're fighting here.
Oh, polycythemia vera.
I wouldn't have had a chance. Yeah. I mean, I had no chance. Dr. David Steemsma is here as well, senior physician, adult leukemia program at the Dana-Farber. And Mark, you're from Newark?
Originally the old country, yes, sir.
And where do you live now?
Gloucester.
It's easier to get to Dana-Farber from Gloucester than it is from Newark, by the way.
Much easier, yeah.
I said I couldn't pronounce it. Tell me what it is that you guys are fighting here.
Okay, so polycythemia. I should probably leave this to the doctor, but poly, too many red blood cells, I guess. So basically, they do phlebotomy about once every 5 weeks and remove a pint of blood.
And how did you know that something was up?
Well, I don't know, 3 or 4 years ago, I was pretty crumped. I had all kinds of medical complications, and they couldn't really diagnose it. And I landed up at Dana-Farber, and Dr. Steemsma figured it out. So basically,
it's interesting. I mean, so we see a lot of patients in whom the bone marrow, whose job is to make blood cells, is underactive, doesn't make enough blood cells, and then some in which it's overactive and makes too many. And that's Mark's problem, is his bone marrow makes more red cells than it should make. And, you know, Dana-Farber's all about cutting-edge therapies and moving the bar forward and improving outcomes for patients by the latest and greatest. But here Mark has a condition in which the best therapy is something that's been done in medicine for over 2,000 years, and that's basically bloodletting.
Right.
He goes in and gives a pint of blood every five or six weeks.
You don't use leeches, do you?
Not for this.
Okay.
But,
it's the highest bidder. It's a vampire's dream.
Right? So basically, as you said, sometimes it's the older modalities that make the most sense.
That's right. You know, we want to do the right thing for the patient, whether that's a therapy that's been with us for a long time or something that was just figured out last year in a laboratory. And Mark has one of the things for which bloodletting or phlebotomy works well.
And Mark, was it true you were a nurse for many years, and it was actually your patients that said something was wrong?
Pretty much. I was doing visiting nursing at the time and had a patient who I was doing a treatment for, and she goes, "You look terrible. You really need to go to the doctor."
Could she have said it in a nicer way than that?
Well, she got the point across, though.
She was clear. Yeah, you know, I said I had a few more patients to see, and then basically went to the doctor and was admitted to the hospital. And I think at that time they thought I had congestive heart failure and all this other stuff. But I don't know, when I found out the phlebotomist came in to draw blood, she said, "Oh, we usually do this in the oncologist's office." Or, it's not oncology. She must have made a mistake. Yeah. So when I went home, I looked it up, and I said, so, all right. They said, go to the best. I went to Dana-Farber, and was fortunate enough to be under Dr. Steemsma's care.
Doctor, you've been with Dana-Farber since 2009.
That's
what
right.
brought you to Boston? Why did you want to do what you do here?
You know, it's such an exciting place to work and to practice medicine. We have such a deep bench of scientists that we can collaborate with. You know, the community is incredibly supportive through the Jimmy Fund, through all sorts of things like the Pan Mass Challenge that we saw a few weeks ago. I mean, there's just an incredible spirit here. And, you know, there's lots of good cancer centers, but this is just a very exciting and fun place to work. We see patients with very sad conditions. We can help everybody. We obviously can't cure everybody, but we can help in some way everybody who comes through the door. And so it was that combination of the patient care and the cutting-edge research that brought me here just over 9 years ago.
This being the 17th annual, you know, radio telethon, where were some of the research back then, you know, 17 years ago compared to now, and what kind of advancements have you seen?
Yeah, I think the biggest advancements, at least in blood disorders, is that we really understand now what are the genetic changes that make these diseases behave the way that they do. And we can use that in the clinic. We get information from gene testing panels within a few days that even 5 years ago we didn't get that information at all. And it then tells us which drug to match with which patient's condition, what the prognosis is better, what the biology of the disease is. So it's really, that's been the sea change. And that's led to a lot of new targeted agents as well that have improved outcomes for patients. But sometimes Mark is a case where a targeted agent isn't the right thing for him. It's just the old-fashioned, the blood gets real thick like motor oil if you don't take the extra out. And so he comes in periodically for this. It keeps him out of trouble. Mm-hmm. And it's one of the simplest and least expensive therapies we have.
How do you feel right now, Mark?
Good enough for government work. And I want to give Dr. Steensmo a plug. He is the guy who wrote the book, and everybody at Dana-Farber really treats you like you're a star, you know, like you're on the team. So, you know, as a healthcare professional, the hardest thing to do is that mysterious thing like caring. So,
Mark, it's great to see you. Thank you for coming by. Dr. Steensman, good to visit with you as well. Thanks to both of you.
Thank you.
And best of luck to you.
Thank you, sir.
With that vampire treatment, yeah, as you called it, that you're going through. It's great to see you guys.
Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.